Christ today through baptism. And all of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, who have trusted in Jesus to save us, will also have the opportunity to publicly profess our faith in Jesus Christ by participating in the Lord's table. Both baptism and communion serve as public professions of faith in Jesus. Baptism serves as that initial public profession of faith, and communion serves as an ongoing, regular public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. For just as the waters of baptism testify to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, even so the elements testify to the body and blood of Christ. Body and blood given for our salvation. And when we partake of it, we are professing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior and that we are His followers. To profess faith in Jesus Christ is to publicly declare that you are a Christian. To profess faith in Jesus Christ is to identify yourself with His death, His burial, and His resurrection. It is to say to all who are watching, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. There's a sense in which baptism and the Lord's Supper, when we participate in those, we are declaring, along with the old song that is said to have originated in Northeast India, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Baptism and communion are the Christian's declaration that we are following Jesus and that for us there is no turning back. In the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, if you'll turn there with me if you would, there's a brief verse that I think helps to shape our thinking about today and these public professions of faith that we see both in baptism and the Lord's table. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. The author of Hebrews writes in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. The author of Hebrews here calls us to maintain a firm grip on our confession, the confession of our faith, the profession of our faith. To lay hold of it and not let go. You see, professing faith in Jesus Christ is not a one and done event. For we profess faith in Jesus Christ throughout our lives. We confess faith in Jesus Christ throughout our lives. Yes, there is a singular event, that saving event, that moment where we turn from our sins and trust in Jesus Christ alone to save us. That is the moment of our salvation. But the profession of faith, the confession of faith that we make at that moment doesn't end then. We continue as followers of Jesus Christ to confess our faith in Jesus Christ. And so the author of Hebrews here urges us to continually hold fast to the confession of our faith, to not let go of it, to not loosen our grip on what we believe. There are going to be many pressures in life, many influences, many disappointments that may tempt us to loosen our grip on what we say we believe. But we are to hold fast to that same confession. Notice that our confession is not merely a confession of faith. It is a confession of hope. That's what the author of Hebrews says. to hold fast to the confession of our hope. Hope, as the Bible presents it, it's not just a wish. It's not just a dream. Hope, biblically speaking, is a settled certainty that you can orient your life around. You can fix your life upon it because it's so certain. That's the hope of the Bible. That's the hope that Jesus has secured for us. It is a settled certainty. We have the hope, the settled certainty that Jesus has risen from the dead, is seated at the Father's right hand, and that he will one day return in power. We have the hope as believers, the settled certainty that through faith in Jesus Christ, all of our sins are forgiven, and that we now have peace with God, and nothing can ever threaten that peace. Nothing can ever interrupt that peace. Nothing can ever diminish that peace. This is the Christian's hope. We also have the hope, the settled certainty that the Holy Spirit has taken up residence within us. And he is continually transforming us, making us more like the Lord Jesus Christ as we yield ourselves to him. The Holy Spirit resides within us and has sealed us and empowers us to live as God would have us. This is the believer's hope. This is the believer's settled certainty. And it is all founded upon, based upon, and flows from the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the believer's hope. This is the believer's confession and profession of faith. We are told to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. This is an admonition for us all to stand strong in our faith no matter what comes, no matter what happens, no matter what we encounter. To hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, without faltering, without going to the left or to the right. And then the author of Hebrews gives us the reason why we can have this hope. Why we can hold fast in the face of uncertainty. It is because the one who is promised, the one who has promised all the promises of the gospel is faithful. He's trustworthy. He's good. He's in control. He's proven himself. And you and I can trust him. The one who is the object of our faith is faithful. And that is why our faith can be without wavering. We can have an unwavering faith, not because we are so full of faith, but because he is so faithful. And because Jesus is so faithful, we are called on here to hold tightly to our faith in him, who is faithful to keep all his promises. Let me ask you today, are you holding firmly to the confession of your hope? A more fundamental question may be, do you have this hope? Do you have the believer's hope today? Do you have the settled certainty in your heart of hearts that you have peace with God? Do you know for certain that if you were to die today, where you would spend eternity? God has created us for eternity, and we will spend eternity somewhere. Where is it you will spend eternity? Do you have the settled hope that you will spend eternity in heaven? That God and the Lord Jesus Christ are preparing a place for you? That you may be with them where they are? Do you have that settled certainty today? If not, the invitation is for you to come and receive it. To by faith receive the free gift God has supplied for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus has paid the price for your sin completely on the cross. On the cross, Jesus was serving as a substitute. He's standing in for you and for me. We deserve God's wrath. Jesus never deserved that, for he never did anything wrong. He always did what was pleasing to the Father. He fulfilled all righteousness, and on the cross, Jesus was serving as a sinless substitute, a spotless lamb upon which the sins of the world would be laid. And indeed, my sins were laid upon the Lord. The one who knew no sin became sin on my behalf, that I might be made the righteousness of God through him. That's the message of the gospel. That if we will turn from our sin and our rebellion, we will repent of it and trust in Jesus Christ, God will save us. Not because of what we have done, not on the basis of our participating in communion or being baptized or attending a church or doing good deeds or hoping that the good outweighs the bad. None of that will get you to heaven. None of it. There's nothing in our own power that you and I can do that could ever cause us to earn or deserve heaven. Nothing. But Jesus has paid it all. Jesus has done everything that's necessary. And now he invites you to come, to receive him, to believe on him, to trust in him and what he did for you on the cross. He invites you to do that today, to repent and believe and receive the forgiveness of sins today. And you can have that settled certainty, the believer's hope. A hope that gives you reason to live today, joy today, and everlasting blessedness and joy for all eternity. Believer, follower of Jesus Christ, what is the status of your confession of faith today? The confession of your hope. Are you holding tightly to it? Are you gripping firmly to what you used to believe? Is it still the conviction of your heart? Is Jesus still your Lord? Jesus hasn't changed. That I can guarantee you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is faithful. He can be trusted. Maybe your faith has wavered through the years. Maybe your faith has weakened through the years. Maybe you've got all these questions and there don't seem to be good answers to them. Well, all I can tell you is Jesus hasn't changed. He is faithful and he is deserving of your faith, deserving of your hope, deserving of your commitment. This morning, we are going to witness people publicly confessing their faith in Jesus Christ. 10 people will share their testimonies. You'll see all of the testimonies. It's recorded on video. You'll see that in just a moment. And then you'll see 2 people baptized in this service, David Abeta and Tanner Colson. Let me be clear, baptism doesn't save anyone. But baptism does point to the realities that do save. For baptism as a symbol points us to the substance that is Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, risen, and coming again. Baptism testifies and is a public profession, an outward visible sign of an inward act of faith. And those that you'll hear from today, those that you'll see being baptized, are professing their faith in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. They are in effect saying, though none go with me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these ordinances that you've given to us as perpetual reminders and opportunities for consecration and recommitment of our lives. Thank you for baptism, that initial inaugural profession of faith where we publicly identify with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you, Lord, for those who have come today and want to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. And I pray that you'd bless them and encourage them in their walk. And I pray for all of us as we even now prepare our hearts for a time of communion around the Lord's table, as we commune with you and with one another. Lord, may the gospel be treasured in our hearts as we reflect upon its mysteries, its glories, and its great blessings. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.